Bank of Cardiff. Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Jeremiah, it's John Tindall in Texas. You left me a message a while ago.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
I'm okay. I did get a third position note.
You did end up picking one up?
Yeah, I wish I hadn't done it, but I did. But I still have Cannon. Cannon and I are almost done, or Knight's almost done, but Cannon's, I don't know, over half paid. But,
well, why don't we, are you going to, you want to try to reconsolidate all those three and just have one, or do you need some additional
capital?
I'll
tell you what, I don't think your guys would do three. They might do two, but not three.
Yeah, three is definitely a stretch, but if you're telling me they're almost paid off, I mean, if they're
yeah,
small balance.
Yeah, down to like, I don't know, 11,000, and Jan's probably at 36.5 or something, I don't know.
Okay.
But I know the routine. I don't think you do the three. You know, I've already been there.
What did you end up? When did you end up taking out for the third one?
28 bucks.
Okay, 25. It must have been a short term one, right?
Everything's 4 months. Nice.
Yeah.
Last one's 4 months. Can was a year, but they're going on a 7 month right now.
Yeah. What was the name of your business again?
Tindall General Contractors.
Tindall General Contractors, that's right. Okay, well, I mean, are you looking for anything right now, John?
Yeah, I'm looking for capital, but I don't want to do no more daily pay notes.
Yeah, you don't want
I'm
anymore.
I'm not doing it anymore. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's a tough situation there. The problem, I think... Let me see if I can pull up your account. Hold on 1 second. So it's Tindall, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's see here. What do we have? Has your credit gone up or down?
655, I think, is the average.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to be using the capital for?
Breathing room.
Breathing room?
Yeah.
Well, who's the
thing would be to pay off at least two of the notes, you know, and then have a little in reserve. But I know how this works, you know, I've been through it, so...
Yeah, you're not a stranger to it. You know what I mean. So
yeah, I'm experienced now.
Yeah, so I mean, just you know, talking to you straight, you know, about it. The situation is that you're not going to get a long-term loan like to pay it off at a great rate unless you go through a bank. And then if your credit's around 650, I don't think they're going to approve you for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you've tried. Have you tried?
No, not really, because I kind of know that, too.
Yeah, just banks right now, they're just not lending for some reason.
Well, that's because we got 5 more days to get to see where our president's going to be or whatever. Yeah, 7 more days. But,
then we're all screwed once that happens.
Yeah, one way or the other, brother. One way or the other.
Yeah. I want to say I can try to get you a loan, though, John, but... I can't guarantee that it'll be a weekly or monthly.
I can make a phone call tonight and get one for $25,000 and pay $300 a day. I ain't doing that. You know?
Yeah,
that just puts you in a deeper ditch. You know?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to do that to you. I think if you had like an opportunity, like a project, or you could use it and you're gonna make a certain amount of money, it might be worth it. But for you to just pay it off and have breathing room, it's not worth it.
It ain't worth it, man.
No. Okay.
I'm very experienced at this now. I'll call you back.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And, you know, if you in a tight situation and you do want to take out some additional, you know, 30 to 50K, let me know. I can make something like that happen for you.
All right. Well, I'll keep in mind, Jeremiah.
All right, John. Yeah, just save my number. Right. You never know.
I'll get you in there.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate you calling me back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.